in Spain. Under Lothian, and a voice from heaven, and this is what it says: I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Beyond I live, beyond I live.
You, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up this basket again before thee to give for your kingdom. Amen. This offering that your children has given, oh Lord. We know that giving is part of our religion. Christianity is just about giving. You gave yourself for us, and we are the people that have decided to give ourselves to you, oh Lord. That's why your people came this morning with this offering and tithes, oh Lord. Because it's part of our worship, oh Lord. We leave it into your hand, asking that you should bless them, oh Lord. Open the windows of the heaven and let you fulfill all their needs, oh Lord. Spoken and unspoken need, you know what is in the deepest of their hearts, oh Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, bless these offerings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Brother Tony, can come. You can sit down.
Hello. One, two. I won't take much of your time, saints. Just be really short. And this is a testimony, and as well as something that happened to me on Wednesday night. But first of all, I want to say a big thank you to the Lord Jesus for my son Denzel. That it was a very successful operation, and Jesus was always there for us. That Jesus has been there for us, you know, from the time there. But on Wednesday night, I experienced something that. Even today, I would probably be in prison right now as I'm talking to you. But you know when they say that Jesus is your best friend? that's not a lie. You know, because me myself, to tell you the truth, I was not in the spirit myself. But I was always full of anger and all that. But what happened to me, like, I was coming from work and I went to pick up the keys and I picked up the wrong keys. And somebody said to me, leave the car. And somebody said, no, take the car and go with the car quickly and pick the keys up and come back. Write keys and open up the office. So I said, okay, that's fine. I went there, picked up the keys. I drove back. As I was driving back, there was a Topaz garage in front of me. A child ran into the car, and I hit the child. The child spun in the air, onto the bonnet, onto the windscreen. And I looked and I said to myself, this is the end of me. You know, when I looked at it, I said to myself, what am I going to do? I hit the brakes and I put the handbrake on, switched off the engine. I went to the child and I asked the child, are you okay? And he spun in the air and landed on back onto the car, and he was on the far left now. And he stood there and he was rubbing himself. And I asked him, are you okay? Then some people came there to me, started shouting, you know, other ways. I don't worry, we saw this. And I just said to myself, let me see this child first before I can talk to anybody else. And I went to the child, I said, are you okay? And he was just rubbing his leg and his hand and his arm and, you know, the side and everywhere. And I kept asking him, are you okay? I mean, he said to me, yes, I'm okay. And then a man came over to me and he said to me, I saw everything. And I said, don't worry about what you saw, but let's worry about this child. Could we call an ambulance and the guards, please? Because to get everything sorted out so this child can go in, maybe there's something that has happened to him. And then another lady came to me, don't worry, I saw everything. I said, I could not worry about what you saw, but let's get this child sorted out. This is a child, it's not an adult, you know. Let's get the ambulance to come. There I was shivering. My hand was, you know, my hands were like, you know, I tell you, everything was running. I could see the end of my life in front of my face. And I said to myself, I know, I mean, this side of this part of the world, and sometimes this part of the world, when you do something wrong, that's when you really see the truth. Satan really stamps in. And I tell you, he's got a big whip. So I said to myself, Lord, this is it. And as I talked to the child just started laughing. Most of the children were just laughing there. And I looked and I said, are you children okay? And then I looked down. And the same, I did not know that this child had stolen chips, you know, potato chips. And he ran. And when he ran, he was looking back. He didn't see the car. And a lot of people say that it was lucky I hit him on the side. He ran into the car from the side. But if I had taken him from the front, there was going to be a problem. So I just said to myself, okay, let's call an ambulance. He refused. So the next thing I just said, okay, what do I do? Then everybody said to me, just jump in your car and go. Hey, these things happen. Children always hit on this corner. Every time they always try to steal something, they always hit with a car. So I jumped into my car. I went there. And I phoned a friend of mine. And I said to him, Charlie, what do I do? Then Charles says, listen, if I were you, call the guards and report this case. It's for tomorrow because they can come and claim and say that it's a hit and run. And I said, okay, let me just do what Charlie told me. And I called the guards. The guards came, a male and a female came, and I explained to them the situation. They didn't waste much time. They took my name down and everything. And they said, what actually happened? I explained what happened, and etc. Then they said to me, no problem. What we're going to do now is we just take your name, your address, your phone number, your date of birth. Thank you so much. And we will see you if there's anything that happens. Amen. But nobody's reported the case. I said, anyway, thank you so much. Then I sat down for a while, and I called. The first person I called was George. And I told him, George, this is what happened. George was even, you know, scared. I could hear, you know, on the other side of the phone. And I said, I don't know what actually happened, but the Lord, the hand of the Lord was there, you know. And I said, there's no other way I would have got protection on that day. But I tell you, amen, something when I was driving that car told me, slow down. You know, there's a voice that was always behind there. I'm telling you, if you never heard that voice, it's there. It tells you. I always drive fast that place. Sometimes I'm going 40 or 50 kilometers an hour. But that day, something just told me, slow down. And I said, she says, slow down. And I said, hey, let me slow down for sure. And I was going about probably 20 or 30 k's an hour. And that's everything happened like that. So I just want to thank Jesus for this, what he has done. Although things have happened like this, but I'm not happy about it. But I praise Jesus for what I am right now. Because it was his mercy that was there for me. If it wasn't there for me, I tell you, saints, the devil would have whacked me, and hard, and in good and proper, because amen, he saw that he failed with Denzel, so he signed with me. And then the very next day, the Thursday, he tried with my wife. My wife was going out of the estate, and the devil came again. Woman smoking in the road, my wife almost hit her. The very next day, so it shows you that Satan is always trying. I sincerely pray, Lord, saints, please help us in prayer. Sometimes maybe my house maybe have lapsed somewhere, but please, I need prayer as well. Please lift us up in your prayers. Remember my family. I thank you.
Amen. Amen. Let's change the order of the service. Let's get into worship. Let's worship the Lord. We thank the Lord for His grace, His goodness. Amen. Take me past the outer courts into that holy place, past the praising altar. Lord, I want to see Your face. Past the crowd, the crowds of people, oh, the priests that sing Your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in Your presence. Lord, take me in Jesus, take me in this morning, Lord, take me in by the blood of love. Cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal, Lord, this morning. Cleanse me. Take the coal. Cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me, Jesus. Take me. Take me to the Holy. Oh, Lord, take me. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Please, Lord, take me, Lord. Oh, Lord, I want change, Lord. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal, Lord. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Oh, let's enter in this morning. We enter in into the temple. We give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Oh, we give You thanks, Jesus, to our name. Oh, His mercies unto us. Oh, His mercies this week. Give thanks to the Ancient. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, how excellent is Thy name. Praise His name. Oh, His mercies unto us. Oh, His mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Oh, we give You thanks, Ancient of Days. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. For Your mercy undends, O Lord. Give thanks to the Ancient. Oh, for mercies on Brother Tony, Lord. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. We can worship You this morning, Lord. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, how excellent is Thy name. Praise His name. Mercies unto us. Oh, Your mercies, Jesus. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Let's enter into the Holiest of Holies. I enter the Holiest of Holies. Oh, I enter through the blood of. Oh, we enter this morning, Lord, to worship You only, Jesus.
enter to honor I am. Would I worship you?
Oh!
Hallelujah.
Because you have chosen narrow path, the hardest way.
Hallelujah.
There's a great portion of heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
It's waiting for your home because of what you decided.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
That was a prophecy.
Was a prophecy the angel told
to the great messenger. Oh, that is what will produce the great mystery. In the Lord,
oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will. Don't you want to walk this path? I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. Oh, this path has many, many trials. This path has many trials. Many battles against the enemy. Oh, but His Holy Spirit will lead us to perfect love. Oh, there is not much time remaining. There is not much time remaining to walk in this path. Oh, we can already hear the chariot of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. Footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, it's our desire that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live in me. Hallelujah.
Amen. Aren't you glad you're walking this path?
Amen.
Today after service, we have a baptism. Our sister, she wants to start walking.
Hallelujah.
This path.
Hallelujah.
To walk with Elohim.
Amen.
It's such a privilege.
Amen.
It is such a privilege.
Thank you, Lord.
It's the greatest
Hallelujah.
Thing that can ever happen to a human
yes,
being.
Jesus.
That
Amen.
He calls you.
Amen.
And you respond.
Yes, Father.
And what an adventure, friends.
Thank you, Lord.
There's valleys and trials like we've been singing about. But, oh, what is the end of it?
Amen.
divine love.
Hallelujah.
That's the capstone.
Yes, Father.
That's what we seek, the fullness of divine love. We don't just want to know the quotes. We want to know the author real well. We want him to be dwelling in us. So we're really glad that there's a brother walking with Elohim from London, Brother Murphy Mukada. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
I spoke to Word Ministries. Glad to have you, brother. God bless you richly. We want to just give ourselves over now to the Word. Brother Lubanza, glad that he's still around. The Lord has held him back for another Sunday. So may the Lord bless him as he ministers. Amen. God bless you. If you can take our Bible. Let's read in Zechariah. Chapter 9. And then we read Revelation 10. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we want to thank you for this opportunity. Give us, Lord, to be in your presence this morning, to worship you, Lord, to praise your name, and to listen to your word. We believe, Lord, that you'll send down the Holy Spirit to come and quicken this word to our souls, Lord. Speak to every one of us and don't let anyone to go out of this place as he came in. We believe that you speak to us. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen. Zechariah chapter 9. Verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, of, O daughter of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Behold, thy king cometh unto thee.
Amen.
He is just and having salvation.
Amen.
Lowly and riding upon an ass.
Amen.
And upon a colt, the foal of an ass.
Hallelujah.
Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a handbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as the pillars of fire.
Hallelujah.
And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand up the sea, upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he have declared to his servant the prophet. You may be seated. May God bless his word. We want to continue with what is the attraction on this mountain? Amen. I wanted to be seated in the pews and listen to the word. See, as I said last time, it's always nice to sit and listen. Amen. Amen. Okay, I think next Sunday I'll be sitting. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
So we want to continue from where we stopped last time.
Amen.
We're speaking about the redemption of the firstling of an ass. The firstborn of an ass. There was a promise for him to be redeemed.
Amen.
With the lamb. Amen. Amen. And the prophet showed that we are the positive of that type. The ass was representing every one of us.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
As he said it, we read it. Let me come back again before we continue. The Smyrian church age, what he said, the mule is a cross between a donkey and a horse. He's a funny kind of an animal. He can't reproduce himself. He has no life that can do that. Yet, talk about work, he can outwork the horse or the donkey. Amen.
Amen.
And he's stubborn by nature. He's an hybrid. Why he can't be redeemed? Because he's an hybrid. You can't breed back an hybrid. Amen.
Amen.
But the S can be redeemed.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I can show you that in type. And he went to Exodus chapter 13. That's where I got this inspiration. And as I said last time, the message is so rich,
Amen.
So deep, so we'll never be able to exhaust it.
Amen.
So we just move as God is revealing to us a portion that we need, and we can try to speak on that, but the message is so rich. The way I'm bringing it is just for to show you one of the thing that you can get into that message.
Amen.
But it's so rich. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, I can show you that in type. Exodus 13:13. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of men among thy children shalt thou redeem. See, the ass can be redeemed. Every miserable sinner can be redeemed by the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Or in rejecting Christ, be rejected himself. But you don't redeem the mule. There is no redemption for him. There is no blood for him. There is no blood. There can't be, because the mule takes refuge in the church, while the S takes refuge in the blood. That's our hope.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are not saved by ourselves, in ourselves, by our merits. We trust in the blood. We rely in the blood of God. We have our refuge in the blood, nothing in ourselves. The mule has no seed in him that can be quickened, but the ass has a seed. So with this prophecy here from Exodus, we can now understand why he could say, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, of O daughter of Jerusalem." Amen. Why they have to shout? Why they have to rejoice? Because the king, their king, were coming unto them. Is meek, lowly, riding upon an ass. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And we see here Jesus Christ fulfilling Zechariah 9:9. And he was speaking, this was Exodus 13:13, speaking about redemption of an ass. And as we saw that redemption means bringing back into your position. When something is brought back into the its position, its original position, that's what is called redemption.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And we saw that nothing can be redeemed if it was not there.
Amen.
Only the elected, the predestinated, are concerned into the redemption. God is bringing back what used to be there. If you were not there, you won't be able to be redeemed. Amen.
Amen.
You know one thing? Redemption got two parts.
Amen.
Paying of the price and claiming back of the purchased thing. So, the first coming of Christ, it was the paying of the price. Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why we are talking on what is the attraction on this mountain.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The claiming of what God has redeemed.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So we want to put together this and Revelation 10 according to what happened in this day. Amen?
Amen?
And if we have to have people must be happy on earth, it has.
Amen.
Because of the fulfilling of the scripture.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Redemption. Bringing back into its position.
Amen.
What position we were in the beginning. If God has to bring us back into our position, original position, it means that we fell from our position. Is that so? We fell and God has to bring us back. There was a position in which we were. And to understand it, you have just to see that the lamb is going to be killed, to be slain in our stead. The lamb is going to take our place.
Yes.
So the ass is redeemed with the lamb.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
What was in the beginning? Let's read the prophet before we continue. Amen?
Amen.
Do you love the prophet?
Amen.
Do you love the prophet?
Amen.
I like reading the prophet.
Amen.
Some people got angry when we read the prophet. Some got angry when you said, "Brother Abraham said." Do you want me to say, "Brother Joseph said"?
No.
It's better to say, "Brother Abraham said."
Amen.
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 We must be honest from where we are getting our inspiration.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When Jesus came, he said, "Moses said."
Amen.
Isaiah said.
Amen.
Jeremiah said.
Amen.
We too, we are not ashamed to say, "Brother Abraham said." Can you say amen?
Amen.
Today they caught Billy Graham, they caught this one, Oral Roberts, and all those guys. They don't want us to quote William Branham said.
Amen.
We must quote him.
Amen.
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 He said this. Listen closely. He said, God at the beginning, before an angel was ever made, how many knows is infinite? If he isn't, he isn't God. So God, in his infinite mercy, he saw that Lucifer would do that. If he created this, he would put them onto a free moral agency. That basis. And you are still there. That's right. The tree of right and wrong set before every one of us.
Amen.
You made your choice.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So, the one of your birthright God gave you is your free choice.
Amen.
Your free moral agency. You are a free moral agent. You can choose whatever you want in your life.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So you are still on that basis. The tree of right and wrong set before every one of us. You make your choice. You make your choice. Choice is very important. If you can understand this mystery of choice God gave you, you will never be complaining.
Amen.
You'll never complain.
Amen.
You'll take responsibility.
Amen.
Once you understand.
Amen.
That your life is just a sum up of your choices.
Amen.
I can prove it to you. Your life is just a sum up of choices.
Amen.
Don't tell me that someone obliged you to put the clothes you put now. You have many of them.
Amen.
But why? You got what you have because you made a choice.
Amen.
Among all the clothes you have, you decided to put what you have. The time you come out of your bed is a choice.
Amen.
You can decide to get out of your bed early or late. Whatever time, it's your choice.
Amen.
The time you decide to go to bath is a choice.
Amen.
Come on, church.
Amen.
Whatever you do, and when you come at the end of the day, you sit down. You look back.
Amen.
What you call your life during the day is a sum up of choices you took during the day.
Amen.
So if the day is bad, it means you made bad choices.
Amen.
I'm sorry to tell you that.
Amen.
But I have to. I've told you this before.
Amen.
It made me angry. It's wrong. You choose to be angry. Whatever someone can say, it will never affect you until you sign. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? I don't say that everything on earth is good. You can meet bad people, evil stuff during the day. But the way you decide, the way you decide to look at it, to take it, to react, the attitude towards that thing, it's up to you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He said, behold, today I've put life and death before you. Choose life. That's what the Bible said. Even life and death is a choice. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? If you don't want to live longer, just choose certain kind of food you will see. How quick it will send you to grave. Are you with me? What we don't understand is that every choice we take, we make, got a consequence.
Amen.
We complain about consequences, not knowing that these consequences were created by the choices we made.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So you make a choice. You choose to serve the Lord. You choose to serve the devil. Everything in your life is about choice.
Amen.
If you are a mechanic today, it was a choice. If you are an IT technician, it's a choice. If you are a doctor, it's a choice.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
You can change your choice now.
Amen.
It's not late.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Once you understand that you made bad choices, you are not supposed to continue to make them. Right where you are, you can change. You say, I stop now. I've brought all this upon myself by my choices. Now I don't want them anymore. I want something good. Amen. Do you love him? That's why the prophet said, you are master of all circumstances. All. Not only good circumstances, even the bad ones. A master is someone who controls, influence, affect. So you are a master.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You can control any situation that's coming to your life. It's a choice.
Amen.
So God, listen, he said, Lucifer was the first one to take the wrong road. So God gave to Lucifer also a free moral agent. And he took the wrong road. It was the first one. And he began to draw after him. Ogish trying to take all for himself. Try to override somebody else. That's where it started. Listen to this. That's where sin began. Sin began with the devil, with Satan in heaven. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So the devil is the one who started. He took the wrong decision, the wrong choice. He wanted to take the place of God. And he came down and taught Adam and Eve to do the same. And the prophet said in Fellowship by Redemption said, we wonder why we are running along here, men and women. Why? That we wear clothes and have to strive, and the animals don't. God feeds his little old birds and takes care of everything else. But we have to shift for ourselves. It's because sin separated us from our Maker. I want you to see how God, the prophet, is putting together sin and self-will. Are you with me?
Amen.
Because if we don't understand properly what is sin, we won't understand how we were redeemed. In what we are redeemed.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
He said, we have to shift our self for our self. It's because sin separated us from our Maker. It means before sin we were not separated.
Amen.
Man and his Maker was one. When you see Adam, you see Elohim in human flesh. There was no separation.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
There was no separation.
Yes.
Even in his consciousness, Adam knew that he was God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
There was no separation. But sin separated us. When sin comes, then man starts seeing that is different from God. And he said, and when that man acquainted with his maker becomes a part of his maker again, become back into fellowship with his maker, every divine word becomes a living reality to him. Amen. And he believes it.
Amen.
Now, in the beginning, when God made the man to worship him and live, God was taking care of him.
Amen.
Fed him. Man had a perfect fellowship with God.
Amen.
Amen. So in the beginning, before sin, God was taking care of us.
Amen.
We were not able to shift by ourselves. Everything we did, it was God doing it in us.
Amen.
Until sin came. And what is a sin? He said, sin, I have a place here I wanted to show you, the first place of this Scofield here. He wrote footnote here. I believe it's found in Roman 3rd chapter. He said here, he interpreted it through Webster. He said, sin is rejecting the revealed will of God.
Amen.
Sin is rejecting the revealed will of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Sin in its initial form is to reject the revealed word of God.
Amen.
What? Or will of God. And when God has revealed something as his will, and to reject that is to blaspheme or to reject God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Oh my, this is very good.
Yes.
This sounds very nice.
Amen.
What was the first sin? You go back here in Genesis 3. You may read it when you get home, if you want to. Genesis 3. When God put the Garden of Eden, put Adam and Eve in there, he told them things that they could do and things they could not do. Now watch, when Satan came to Eve, he said, God hath said, thou shalt not eat thereof, but surely thou shalt not die. Then Eve, willfully, you get it? Eve, willfully, doing something that she knew God said not to do. Is that right? When Eve willfully, the first sin that was ever committed, is that right? Eve willfully, knowing the will of God and refused to do it, is that right? That the first sin. So people can be there, you see, they don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't do this, they don't do that, but they're sinners. Because they don't do the will of God.
Amen.
They've never been converted to a spot where they commit their will to the will of God.
Amen.
Whatever you do, even if it's a word, but if it's according to your own will, God is not in it.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
God is not in it. That's why God doesn't like self-will.
Amen.
We got only two wills. God's will and your self-will.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Your free moral agents, you are free to choose. You got a free will. God will never take it away from you. Because if God takes a free will from you, you become an animal. You become a tree.
Amen.
You'll have your free will.
Amen.
Free to choose.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But self-will is a sin.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Self will sin. It means you are free to choose your self will or God's will. And the prophet said the original sin, sin in its original, is rejecting the will of God. So, can you understand that this S is an unbeliever? He has to be redeemed back from sin. Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why it took a lamb. We'll understand why the lamb has to redeem the ass. And the prophet said again, in looking at the unseen, he said, my subject tonight is looking at the unseen. We are told that we have an outward man, an inward man. And the outward man looks by his eyes, and the inward man walks by faith. So, we have to be led by one of those two persons. Outside, outward man is self. Inward man is God. Can you say amen? Outward man is self, not the body. Can you put the chat for me, please? I want to refer to this. No. I'm just introducing. Go, you know the, already this. Just go to the end. Oh, sorry. Sorry. So, the prophet said that original sin is rejecting the will of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So you are free. This is the gate to your soul. Amen?
Amen?
And you choose between faith, which is the revealed will of God.
Amen.
That's what the prophet said.
Amen.
Faith is the revealed will of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So when you choose the revealed word of God, the will of God, it's faith. It's called faith. When you reject the revealed word of will of God, it's unbelief.
Amen.
And the prophet said, we are led by two persons. By two men. One of the person is the outward man. And the other one is the inward man. And the outward man is self. The inward man is God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So, one of these two persons who lead us. How does he lead us? By taking control of this gate of the soul.
Amen.
If God is in your soul, he leads you through faith.
Amen.
But if he's the devil, the devil will use yourself.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because the devil is not a creator.
Amen.
He doesn't have his own power.
Amen.
Outside of you, the devil doesn't have any power.
Amen.
So for the devil to have power, he must come into you.
Amen.
And use what God has already created.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But the two persons, it's self and God. But self is used by the devil. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It push you to use your own abilities, your own self. And the prophet said, the inward man is God. Now, man who was made in the image and the likeness of God and was called of him to walk by faith, believing that God is, will choose to walk by sight instead of by faith. After his makeup, his being, and all that dwells in him was fashioned in the likeness of God. God is that great Jehovah who calls those things which were not as though they were.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And man made to live with God was made to live with God in this manner.
Amen.
Yet he chooses to walk by sight. Man was made to believe like God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And when you live by faith, you don't wait for to see something or some signs to believe.
Amen.
Faith is believing in something that doesn't exist.
Amen.
When something exists, it's no more faith.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So God, when he's look at his creation, there was nothing. God created from nothing. And man is called to live that way. You must believe that you will get anything you need from nothing.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
But man chooses to walk by sight, by what he sees. After he has lost his fellowship. And when he does that, he robs the inner man, which is the soul, and that the eternal part of man. Amen?
Amen.
We do not live by what we see.
Amen.
We live by what we believe.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
So now, after we have fell into sin, choosing our own will instead of the will of God, God has to come and redeem us back. So when man did that in the Garden of Eden, he chose his own will and he fell into sin. Straight away when God came down, he called for Adam, "Where are you?" He said, "No, I heard your voice. And because I'm naked, I'm hiding from you." Who told you that?
Yeah.
The wife you put beside me. That's the first sign of sin.
Amen.
Putting the blame on the wife.
Amen.
We can't keep up with the money from the first of the month to the end of the month because of you. You spend too much. Everything that happened in the house, it's her. Or it's him. That's the first sign of sin. Blaming someone else. Are you with me? The wife you put beside me. A prophet, that was the first sign. If you see someone accusing another one, it showed that he's under sin. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Then God asked the wife, "Who told you that?" The serpent. And God kissed the serpent and put pains on the woman in childbearing and he cursed the earth. He didn't curse Adam because Adam was his son. He put the case on the earth. And then he brought a lamb. From the first time we see a lamb coming into on earth, it's when Adam sinned. God brought a lamb because the firstling of an ass should be redeemed by a lamb. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And from that time, God start bringing the lamb into redemption plane as types. Until the time of Jesus came and we saw a prophet on earth when he saw Jesus coming. He said, behold the lamb of God who taketh, listen, who taketh away the sin of the world. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And the sin is what? Rejecting the will of God. But the lamb will come, pay the price, and by its life, it will take away that sin. Why? Because a lamb doesn't have its own will. The lamb is the only animal that doesn't have a will. Can you say amen?
Amen?
You can do whatever you want with the lamb. The lamb will never do protest. It never resists you. And God type Jesus as the perfect lamb. And Peter said, we are bought with the precious blood of the lamb. Without blemish, without spot. As I told you last time, when you come with your sacrifice, the priest doesn't look at you, he looks at your sacrifice.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ was the perfect Lamb of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But the Lamb, Jesus didn't become the lamb from birth. You know that? The Bible said he learned obedience by the things he suffered. So Jesus has to learn how to become a perfect lamb. That's why we never heard about him before the baptism. Only in the temple when he was 12. Then quiet. We don't know what was happening from that time of 12 till he came for the baptism. But the Bible says he learned obedience. Because the lamb is an obedient beast. Obedient animal. Jesus learned. That's why when John looked at him, he saw the dove coming down. And the dove can only come upon a lamb. And when Jesus came, he could say, I am here to do not my will, but the will of my Father.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
And he said in Hebrews, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things can never with those sacrifices, which they offer here by here, continually make the comers the unto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have no more conscience of sins.
Amen.
But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou would not, but a body thou hast prepared me. In burnt offering and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it's written of me to do thy will, O God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So we see that Jesus came as a perfect sacrifice, and the perfect sacrifice consisted in sacrificing his own will.
Amen.
I come to do thy will.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You can do whatever you want, but if your will is not involved, God will never consider it.
Amen.
Whatever you do, it must be by your will.
No one has to force you to come to church.
Amen.
If you are here this morning and your will is not here, your worship is in vain.
Amen.
God consider only your will. Whatever you give him willfully. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Only what you give him willfully, God will accept. If your will is not with him this morning, can you say amen?
Amen.
That the first thing you have to do is to check your will.
Yeah.
What I'm doing now, is my will involved?
Amen.
I'm doing it because I'm forced by my husband, by my father, by my mother. Oh, I want to please the church. You have to check your will.
Amen.
The perfect sacrifice God wants, it's our will. Because, as you know, this gate, as I said, it's a birthright. Even God himself can't touch that. He can't touch it. He gave it once to you. And he can't, because Revelation chapter 3 said, behold, I stand at the gate, at the door, and I knock.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Which door? Your free will.
Amen.
God has to come and knock. If he got power to open that gate, he has not to beg you to knock. If someone is knocking, it shows that he's powerless. He can't open it.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And plus, the latch is not outside.
Amen.
The latch of this gate is not outside.
Amen.
It's inside.
Amen.
Only the guy inside can open.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Only you can open.
Amen.
That's why God can't save you against your will.
Amen.
God can't heal you against your will.
Amen.
This morning, if you want something, let it according to your will.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why Jesus said, let it according to your faith. Why your faith? Because you choose.
Amen.
You decide. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Jesus is knocking this morning at your heart. He wants to get in and bless you. The blessings are here. But you are the only one who get the power to open it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The Holy Ghost is here, but you got the power to decide if you want it or not. Can you say amen? You can accept it or you can reject it. Can you say amen? Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? You must know these things and apply them into your life. The problem, we know many things, but we don't apply them. Where, as soon as you understand this, your life changes.
Amen.
You can change everything just in a second. You just decide that I want my life to be changed, your life will be changed.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
God, you didn't want holocaust. You didn't want sacrifices. That's why I came in the volume of the book. All those sacrifices we can do. We can be singing. We can be clapping the hands. But if it's not according to the will of God, and we don't do it from out of our will, then it's nothing. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So the perfect sacrifice is your own will. Once, because the will is a powerful tool, a powerful thing. No one can move it.
Amen.
Only you.
Amen.
So when you willfully, freely give that to God,
amen,
then you become more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So he said, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first. So the second testament, the New Testament, my God, the New Testament consists in doing the perfect will of God.
Amen.
It took away the first testament, introduced a new one through his blood. His blood is his life.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Amen. He established the second. My. The second testament. Listen. By which the will. By the which will. We are sanctified. Which will? The will of Jesus. Giving himself. His will to God. Can you say amen? Doing that will of God. He said, we are sanctified. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
No one could give that kind of sacrifice. God himself has to come down. Because when we sinned, our will were turned towards the devil. There was no way for us to come back. After crossing the chasm, no one could be able to come back by his own self.
Amen.
So your own will in yourself, it's not possible for you.
Amen.
To come back to God.
Yes.
That's why God himself has to come down as a sacrifice.
Amen.
To give his life.
Amen.
As a perfect sacrifice.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
A lamb is an obedient. A lamb is a self-sacrificial. It doesn't take, claim its own. Can lay it down and share the wool off of it. That's the only thing it got. Never says anything about it. Just sacrifices everything it got. That's a lamb. My. Do you want to be a lamb?
Amen.
Too much goat around here.
Amen.
We need to be lambs of God.
Amen.
I'm preaching to myself too.
Amen.
Not only to you. Too much God. I'm telling you, too much God.
Amen.
We say amen, but to apply this is a problem.
Amen.
Jesus said, a wise man. I'm going to compare someone who listened to my word and do it to a wise man.
Amen.
He listened and put into practice. He's a wise man. So someone who listen and don't practice is not a wise man, unwise. He can say amen, but as soon as he go out, doesn't apply what he heard. A lamb doesn't claim its own. Just check when we got problem. If we were lambs, we can't even stay for 1 minute to solve our problems. In the homes, between men and women, wife, we won't take time. If we are lambs, everyone will be losing his right. But when you stay for 5 hours, no, I said this, he said this, I was this, I came this way, he went that way for 5 hours. You must straight away. We are. You said it. Because he said, the lamb doesn't claim.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The lamb doesn't claim its own. So we are supposed to be lambs. The prophet said, that's a lamb. It gives everything. Gives everything away itself. All it is. That the way a real Christian is. Self-sacrifice themselves. Caring nothing for this world. But giving all they got to God. Amen?
Amen.
Now this is what the perfect lamb Christ was. Then through the shed of this lamb. The natural lamb in Egypt. The blood was applied. The token that was we are dead to ourselves and identify with our sacrifice. We apply the token, amen, the blood, to show that we are identified with our sacrifice. The blood and the person become identified together. The sacrifice and the believer. You are identified in your life by your sacrifice. Amen. That makes you what you are. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So we see that the house is being must be redeemed. And it must be redeemed by the Lamb. And the Lamb doesn't claim its own right. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The Lamb does the perfect will of God. And when he came now in the book, the seven church books, in the seven seals, when he came, because we read in Revelation 10 that the book was open. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And when he opened the book, the seven seals, this is what he said. Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
You know these things. You know this quote, but I just bring it to your remembrance. Amen. Are you ready?
Amen.
Listen. He said this. Now, of course, when Adam fell it in the breach to death, he brought death upon all creation. Now he was given free moral agency. It was given to them just as so to make a choice. This is the bridge between the church ages and the seals. And the prophet said, it was the free will was given to them to make a choice.
Amen.
And Adam and Eve, in the beginning, there was a tree of right and wrong before them. That same tree set before each and every one of us. God is doing for Adam and for Eve. Isn't doing something for Adam and Eve. You say, well, it's their fault. No, not now. It isn't. It's your fault. You can't place it on Adam now. You got to place it on yourself. Because right and wrong is set before you.
Amen.
We are on the same basis as Adam and Eve. But you see, when you are redeemed, you no more want your own choice.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
When you are redeemed, you don't no more want your own choice. So redemption consists in delivering us, saving us from our own choices.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You can't say you are redeemed when you keep doing your own things without taking in account what God is saying.
Amen.
Redemption is about choices.
Amen.
But we want his choice. Adam and Eve wanted their own choice. They wanted to find out what it was to have a wisdom. They probed into it. It caused death. Now when a man is redeemed, he don't care anymore about scholarship. He don't care for any more of the things of the world. The wisdom of the world. He don't want no more a choice at all. Christ has been his choice. That all of it. He is redeemed.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So Christ came to redeem us. To give us the secret of how to live for God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He just waits and finds out the choice of his maker. Then he goes in the name of his maker. When the maker tells him to go, he go. Amen. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
So I'm going to leave with you with this. That's why I said, to be a Christian is a self-denial. To be a Christian is a self-denial. Deny yourself.
Amen.
take up your cross. Amen. Follow me. Amen. Deny self.
Can I stop here a minute? Self. We'll never exhaust to speak about this one.
And sometimes it doesn't feel good to speak about him. But as the prophet put it, the greatest enemy in our life is self. Please, check every day, every moment. Any problem you have comes back to self. If you are sad, it's self who make you sad. If you are sick, it's self. Whatever you are, it's because of self.
Amen.
That's why when you overcome self, you are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
That's why anything that affected us, it's because of self. No, they said this to me. They told me this. They did this. It's only self. But when self is dead,
amen,
whatever they can say won't affect you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And you are limited in your life because of self.
Yes.
Check everything you want to say, to do. Amen. There will be something telling him, you can't do it. Who's telling you that? When God says everything is possible, but this one is, no, you can't do this. Who's telling you? Me? I'm not there. It's a voice inside of you telling you that you are not able. When God said you are more than able.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Even a plane, it can't fly freely unless it breaks its sound barrier.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You must break yourself limitations.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Self-will,
self-traditions. You must break that.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why Jesus said, take your cross.
Amen.
Crucify yourself.
Amen.
You are more than able.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Never look to yourself.
Amen.
That's why I'm sorry I have to tell you that I don't believe in self-esteem.
Amen.
I believe in God's esteem.
Amen.
Because self is limited.
Amen.
So if I got self-esteem and it's limited, my confidence will be limited.
Amen.
I want to put my trust in something that's unlimited.
Amen.
So I want to put my trust in God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So to be a Christian is a self-denial.
Amen.
Deny yourself. Deny yourself. And we are struggling with this till today. We Christians, we still live in competitions. We still compete against each other. Why the Christianity is self-denial. I was telling ministers in a conference in New Zealand, we're talking about commission on the mission field. So I told my subject was the Great Commission. I said, you see, when they send people into a mission, they must first learn about the mission.
Amen.
What mission they are going to do.
Amen.
Otherwise, you'll be in the field and you don't know what to do. What was the Great Commission?
Yeah.
Go and make all the nations my disciples. Make all people disciples. A disciple is a student, but a student who doesn't study in the books, but is studied by imitating, by practicing. That's a disciple. Go and make all the nations my disciple. Let them imitate me.
Amen.
Imitate who? The lamb.
Amen.
You must bring people to become lambs. Like,
amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's what we call Christian is little Christ. And Christ is self-denial.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
How can you make disciples when yourself you have never been a disciple? You are the best preacher. You are the best this. You got the best ministry. You are on top of everything. You are everything but Christ. Christ was humble.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Christ was there denying himself.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
We must be denying ourselves. Even Paul himself, it was not an easy life. He said, I have to die every day, daily. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because if you are, we don't die to ourselves. People come to church, instead of seeing Christ, they'll see Joseph Lubanza. When they came to see Jesus, sir, we would see Jesus. Can you say amen? Paul, Peter said, you know, me, I am his disciple. You know, I am his apostle. No. They have to take him to Jesus.
Amen.
That's what we are here today. The world have to see Jesus.
Amen.
And the only obstacle against Jesus is myself.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
He came and redeemed us with his blood. What is his blood? Listen to the prophet. I'm taking myself up to the river. Amen.
Amen.
To the river of self-denial.
Amen.
This is the river of the, we sing, the river of the blood.
Amen.
When the sinner plunge beneath.
Amen.
And lose.
Amen.
What is that? The river of self-denial. I'm taking myself up to the river of death. There I'm plunging beneath to lose every stain. That's wrong with me. All my habits and cleanliness. The river of self-denial. So the blood of Jesus is a self-denial life. Because the blood is the life. That's why in Revelation chapter 5, when they ask, who's worthy? No one was worthy. And John started weeping. But the voice told him, don't weep, John. Why? He said, the lion of the tribe of Judah. You know that the lion is the strongest. The king of animals. So it takes the lion to overcome,
amen.
To rule, to conquer.
Amen.
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 So the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, have prevailed to open the book.
Amen.
To lose the seven seals thereof.
Yeah.
And when John turned to look,
yeah.
In the midst of the throne,
yeah.
And the midst of the elders, stood a
amen.
Lamb.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Stood the lamb.
Amen.
I don't believe that the lamb and the lion was two different persons. But there is a mystery here.
Amen.
For him, before he becomes a lion, he must become first the lamb.
Amen.
This is a new mystery.
Amen.
This is a mystery.
Amen.
You want to become powerful. Become a lamb.
Amen.
That's the secret.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
A lamb as it has been slain.
Hallelujah.
Slain. Not a living lion. A lamb. It was as being slain.
Amen.
Having seven horns and seven eyes. Which are the seven spirits of God sent forth
into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sang a new song. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? They sang a new song. When the Lamb took the book, they sang a new song. They used to sing an old song. It means that they used to sing old songs. But when the Lamb takes the book, the song changes. The symphony changed. It became a new vision.
Amen.
A new creation.
Amen.
A new way of thinking.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It became a new concept.
Amen.
What we used to think yesterday, it's different now.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's something new.
Amen.
Completely new.
Hallelujah.
My God, I like it. For that was, listen now to this, they say, what the song is saying. Thou art worthy to take the book.
Amen.
One of the verse. And to open the seals thereof.
Amen.
For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
Amen.
Can you say amen? So the new song is showing that you become, he became worthy because he was slain. Before he was slain, he was not worthy. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So, being slain made Christ worthy. The only way we can also become like Christ, we must identify our life to his sacrifice.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you know that you are the bride of Christ?
Amen.
The bride of the Lamb?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So everything that said about the Lamb, it's also about you.
Amen.
Look here, brother.
Amen.
The true power, the authentic power, comes from death to self.
Amen.
This is what the new song is saying.
Amen.
The old concept, it was, no, I mean the big one. When you are big, you do this, you do that. That was the old song.
Amen.
People used to applaud those people. We heard them in the message. Big this, big that, big kingdom. But all of them fell down. God is showing that only the Lamb is worthy.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Only the Lamb is worthy. Every kingdom will fall down.
Amen.
With all the leaders, they'll fail.
Amen.
They'll fall, but only the Lamb.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
You must become a Lamb.
Amen.
This is all the mystery about. It will make you a Lamb. And you were redeemed so that you won't be have your own choice. And us is redeemable.
Amen.
You are redeemable.
Amen.
I believe all of you this morning.
Amen.
You were created
Amen.
To be redeemed.
Amen.
To have that love. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
The prophet said, you know why? When John saw that, and he saw that they were shouting,
Hallelujah.
When they saw that, all the earth, the heavens,
Amen.
The creatures,
Amen.
Everything was shouting,
Amen.
Worthy,
Hallelujah.
is the Lamb. Blessing, glory, honor, power to the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. Real power comes from within. When you humble yourself, when you submit yourself, the more I surrender, the more you take control. Can you say amen? The more you surrender, the more you got power. Amen. Authentic power comes from death to self.
Amen.
Nothing can hold a grip on you once you die. Paul could say, to live for me is Christ, to die is gain.
Amen.
How come death can be a gain? We know that death is a loss. Death is a loss. But Paul said to die is gain. Amen.
Amen.
Even naturally, when someone is, maybe you don't experiment that here, but in Africa we do. When someone is sick, few people go to hospital to see him. But when he's dead, at the funeral, full of people comes.
Amen.
Why? Because death is a gain. He got more visitors in dying than in living. I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
And even his grave, sometimes it's more than his salary. His gasket. When he was alive, he could not afford to pay the gasket. But when he's dead, they can put him in a nice gasket. So death is a gain. When someone is alive, they criticize him. But when he's dead, the testimony they come to give, it's perfect. He was a nice man. Why? Death is a gain. Can you say amen? If you die to yourself, you'll gain the heaven. You'll gain power from I. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
So we see that everything, you check all the Revelation book is about the Lamb.
Yeah.
I saw, he said, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Are you the wife of the Lamb? A lamb can't marry a goat. Can you say amen?
Amen?
If you are the wife of the Lamb, it means that you have become a lamb. That redemption. God has taken your place so that you can take his place. And blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Do you believe it? Now the prophet said this. Before I finish, let me read this. Can you give me some minutes? Hebrews. No. Yeah. Hebrews said. 24, I think. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. The blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Amen.
Paul tells us the blood speaks. Blood speaks. Did we say? Does the blood speak? Can it speak? The token speak? Yes, sir. The voice of the blood of Abel cried out against Cain. You know, brothers and sisters, Abel was a just man. A just brother. Innocent man. He didn't do anything wrong to be killed. And his brother killed him without any reason. And when he was killed, his blood, because life is in the blood. Amen. The blood started crying against the killer. Amen. Against the murderer. Amen. Though he is innocent, he is a just. Amen. But his voice was, the voice of his blood was condemning. We found many brothers, nice people. Every time, they are there condemning. Innocent people. Nice people in the message. But when he speaks, he just condemns. That's Abel. The prophet said, he can't hide the fault of Cain. He can't hide. We should remember that there is a blood that covereth everything. That speak better things. Can you say amen? Amen? It was the life that was in Christ. Cries out better things than any. It speaks loud. It's plain. Amen. The justice blood of Abel cried against Cain. But the blood of Jesus not only cried out, it redeemed. It speaks better things. It makes you sons and daughters of God. It hides you from the wrath of God. It hides you from the wrath of God. The blood of Abel could not hide Cain. But the blood of Jesus can. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Let's take the blood of Christ in our life.
Amen.
It will change completely the way we look. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Let me finish with this. In who's this? The prophet said. What is the attraction? He said, you see, they didn't understand then. They didn't understand why people were crying. He came meek and lowly. Came riding on mule. He came today to the poor and afflicted. Where the rest of them say there is no such a thing as healing. There is no such a thing as a baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's all bunch of nonsense. There is nothing to eat. But just the same, he came proving his resurrection. Every sign that he did on earth is doing it right now in the form of the Holy Ghost. That there is an expectation among the people. They are waiting for that great event of his soon approach. We know it won't be long until we shall see him who we loved. We believe that it won't be too long now until all things that was prophesied in the scriptures will be fulfilled. Now in that congregation that day, there was a divided opinion. Some of them cried, "Who is this? What's causing all this racket? Why is that bunch of Galileans, holy rollers, screaming and carrying on like that? He will come in." He said, "It was because he will come. I can see one of good old disciples walk up and say, 'Don't you know, brethren, that the prophet of Galilee, Amen. That Jesus of Nazareth, Amen. That was spoken of by the scripture.
Amen.
Don't you know, the scripture says, he shall come riding upon the foal of an ass, and he will come into his people.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
He will come into his people.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
What caused the attraction on this mountain?
Amen.
That mountain he was coming to redeem
Amen.
The people of God.
Amen.
But on Sunset Mountain,
Amen.
He's coming to redeem.
Amen.
Not only to redeem, but to get into his people.
Amen.
So that day, on Sunset Mountain, it was not William Branham up there. It was the Lord himself who came down. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So when Brother Branham went back to, was coming down, it was not William Branham coming down. It was the king upon an ass.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Showing that I've come to redeem back. To complete the second part of redemption.
Amen.
It must be God himself.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
I believe that that morning when he came, good evening, good morning friend. It was not him speaking. It was the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He said, Branham, I just want to to rent out, to rent your body.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Just give me your house.
Amen.
I want to use it for a moment. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So when he stood there and started speaking, it was the Lord himself.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
We didn't be receiving this day only a part of the word. We received the fullness.
Amen.
The fullness of God.
Amen.
Everything that God had, he has to empty it out. Come down and take control of a human being.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
And after he has delivered the message, you people are receiving it.
Amen.
The same thing is duplicating.
Amen.
God is taking control
Amen.
Of your being.
Amen.
And when we have believers today, it's not just believers. It's God himself
amen.
In human flesh
amen.
Walking on earth.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
Brother, when you see God coming and taking control of a human being, it should give us joy.
Amen.
When we see the word of God being revealed
amen.
And confirmed, the prophet called that the stimulation of revelation.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He said, when they saw the word of God, promised word of God, being revealed and vindicated,
Amen.
It stimulated them.
Amen.
You know when it speak about God is speaking about the wine and the oil in the third seal with the dark, the black wash. And black means without hope. The prophet, he took all the hope of people. People were hopeless. Without joy. Without any expectation. That when he said, don't touch
Amen.
The oil and the wine.
Amen.
Because the oil and the wine is mixed into worship.
Amen.
When the oil is the Holy Ghost and the wine is the stimulation of the revelation.
Amen.
So God has to come and stimulate people.
Amen.
Give them again hope.
Amen.
When we see God coming down, doing something which is beyond our understanding, it should give us a stimulation. If God can do that with William Branham, then he can do it with me. Because him, it was like a waving sheaf. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Every manifestation of God stimulates believers.
Amen.
You know the Samaritan woman. She was hopeless. She was sad. But when she met Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
When she met Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus knew that she was a seed of God.
Amen.
And he has to meet her. And she looked. The sign of the Son of Man. When he discerned a thought. She said, we are waiting for the Messiah.
Amen.
But who? You? Who are you? He said, I am. The prophet said, when she saw that, it stimulated.
Amen.
It picked up.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's what God has come to do in this age.
Amen.
Bringing the prophecy to fulfillment.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
He said, when the person, the immortal spirit of Christ, becomes your personal savior and changes you, throws your view right straight into Calvary and to this world, something has happened. Yes, sir. Something has happened. No one will have to tell you about it. You'll know it when it happens. And the new wine, when it brings revelation. That's the way it was at Pentecost. There was supposed to be a spirit powered out upon them. They waited till this happened. And when the vindication of the revelation took place, then stimulation was on them. Can you say amen? When the vindication. Many people say that stimulation, wine is the stimulation of revelation. It's true, but this is not a completely what the prophet said. He said the vindication of the revelation that stimulates. Can you say amen? When God vindicates something, why do you think God has to vindicate the life of the prophet? Why he has to vindicate the Son of God ministry to stimulate our faith. When we see God fulfilling something, it stimulates us.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When we see God coming down and taking control of human beings, as he did it with the prophet, it stimulates us. That as he did with the prophet, he will do also with me.
Amen.
If I can just believe
amen.
Perfectly this message.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
May God bless you.
Amen.
Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's stand on our feet if you got a request.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
bonga. Siya bonga. Worship him now. Siyabonga, oh merci Jésus,
merci Jésus,
merci Jésus, oh merci Jésus,
merci.
Merci Jésus.
Merci.
Oh, oh merci Jésus.
Merci.
Oh merci Jésus. Oh merci Jésus. Merci Jésus. Oh, siya bonga. Oh, siya bonga. Thank you, Jesus.
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 Oh, thank you, my Lord.
Thank you, my
Lord. Oh, thank you, my
Lord.
Thank you, my His name.
Mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is his name. 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 Mighty warrior, mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is his name. Elohim is his name. Elohim is his name. Elohim is his name. Elohim is. Just worship him now. Oh, Elohim is his name. Elohim is his name. Elohim is his name. Elohim is his name. Oh, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, great in battle, Elohim is in me. Mighty warrior, mighty warrior, great in battle, Elohim is. Jesus is his name. 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 Hallelujah. Jesus is his name. Mighty warrior, mighty warrior, great in battle, Jesus is. Mighty warrior, mighty warrior, great in battle, Jesus is.
Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant, Créateur des cieux et la terre, Donateur de tout don excellent, tu as bien voulu nous parler ce matin, Père, au travers de ta parole, pour nous montrer, Seigneur, le rachat de l'âne, en quoi ça consiste. Que c'est être délivré, Père, du moi, de notre propre choix. Ô Dieu Tout-Puissant, nous croyons ce matin que tu as pris contrôle dans les cœurs de chacun, Seigneur. Ô Dieu Tout-Puissant, montre, Seigneur, que tu es bon dans la bataille. Tu es grand dans la bataille, Seigneur, comme vous venez de la chanter, Seigneur. Lord Jesus, we want to thank thee. With all respect, Lord, for the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice you gave yourself at Golgotha. Oh Lord, in this perfect sacrifice, we are made sanctified. It was, Lord, by your own will. You took the decision to sacrifice yourself. You could get married, but you sacrificed that. You could have a home, you sacrificed that. You could enjoy your life as any human being, it was your right, but you sacrificed that.
You said, I sanctify myself for them.
Amen.
Oh Lord, to give us an example, to show us a way. Because we know that in the word, example is the greatest influence you ever give us, Lord. You could say, follow me, imitate me. You said, I am the way. I am your model. I am your example. Imitate me. Follow me.
Hallelujah.
If you want to be one of my disciples, take up your cross.
Amen.
And follow me.
Amen.
Lord,
hallelujah.
What can we say? We can just say thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for opening the way, Lord.
Amen.
There was no way for us to come back.
Yes.
Nothing in sight. From our forefathers.
Amen.
We're perverted.
Amen.
We thought if we use ourselves, our own will, that's when we are big.
Hallelujah.
We are decent. We are important. And all the cult of this world is around self. We can see everything that's being done. Stars, top models, all those things, Lord. Even the games, everything on earth is to praise self. All the religions,
amen.
Even those who pretend to follow you,
amen.
They worship self.
Amen.
They lift up for self. The only religion that came to destroy self is yours, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. The religion of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you have shown it to us in this last message. The spoken word. That's why this word is yourself. With all the gifts. With all the manifestations. That was happening in the life of William Branham. If it was not of this religion of yours, Lord, he could be worshipped today.
Amen.
And put himself on the pedestal so that everyone can bow before him. But when some people tried to confuse him with Jesus Christ, he was ready to quit. With all you have put into him, the power he had, but he could still be able to humble himself.
Amen.
He could be humble, he could, might be humble to say, it's not me. I'm not doing something in myself. Everything comes from him. With the power you gave him to create.
Amen.
And you proved it.
Amen.
He created squirrels.
Amen.
With the power you gave him to give life to a little fish.
Amen.
But when it comes the time to curse a couple of people who are misbehaving in the church.
Amen.
Showing that he had that power of the lamb. He said, I forgive you. Reproducing what you said on the cross.
Amen.
Father, forgive them.
Amen.
How we want to thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For such a man of God.
Amen.
With all he had, he could still humble himself. Let us follow that example, Lord.
Amen.
The Lamb is riding once again in us.
Amen.
we are the asses. And the lamb has to ride upon us in our heart. Although we are in this flesh, but in our heart, let the lamb ride us, Lord. Control us, Lord. Rule us, Lord. Let people of this world, when they look at us, they see Jesus. Riding us. That's our prayer, Lord. Give to every one of us the spirit of the Lamb. We need it, Lord.
Amen.
You know how we're struggling to apply this to our life.
Hallelujah.
But with your help,
Amen.
We can make it.
Amen.
We are here, Lord. We have spoken to you. Every one of us spoke to you. We believe that you have heard.
Amen.
Give to every one of us an authentic and genuine experience
Amen.
Of the Lamb
Amen.
Establishing himself in our hearts.
Amen.
Taking out of us this heart of stones.
Amen.
And giving us the heart of flesh.
Amen.
Sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Sensitive to the love of God. Sensitive to the passion and the compassion of Christ. So can we also be sensitive to every one of us' feelings, Lord? We can feel for one another. Take out this stony heart that's not sensitive to the problems of our beloved. Give us the flesh. The heart of flesh.
Yes.
So we can feel for one another.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. As the prophet said, if we can't feel for one another, God can't even hear our prayers.
Amen.
Himself, he said, only when he could start feeling what the sick in front of him were feeling, that's when God could come into the scene. Let us have that kind of heart.
Amen.
A sweet heart.
Amen.
An humble heart.
Amen.
That can respond to your calling. Lord Jesus. Give us your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Don't let us continue like this. And take it for granted. Thinking that because we have joined the church, because we have been members of the church for such a long time, that's enough. It's not.
Amen.
Until you take control
Amen.
In every one of us.
Amen.
You showed us that it depends upon us.
Amen.
We can accept it right now.
Amen.
And you'll come into us.
Amen.
Lord, we have prayed and decided to open our heart to you.
Amen.
Come, Lord, into our heart.
Amen.
We want to receive you this morning.
Hallelujah.
We want to praise you in our life.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We believe that you have answered
Amen.
Our prayers.
Amen.
You have answered our request.
Amen.
As we go out of this place, We are no more the same as we came. We stop from singing the old song, boasting, proud, arrogant, trying to be big this, big that. But we want to sing a new song. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, honor, glory. Let us become like you so that we can also have power, honor, glory.
If God, it was the condition for God to give you power, it will be the condition also for God to give us power.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
For what you have done for us.
Amen.
Thank you for answering our prayers.
Amen.
We believe that you have healed the sick.
Amen.
And you have comforted the people who got problems.
Amen.
We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you.
Amen. Any true believer would say one thing: be it unto me according to your word.
Amen.
Is that not your desire?
Amen.
Because there's a potential in you, there's a seed in you that responds to such a word.
Amen.
The outward man doesn't like it. The outward man hates preaching about self. But the inward man,
Amen.
Who's renewed daily from glory to glory, he loves that kind of a word.
Amen.
There's something that responds inside of you.
Amen.
And best to give him the preeminence. I was just thinking when Brother Joseph was preaching. You know, the prophet, he preached the message, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, sometimes the simplest messages have the most power.
Yes. Amen.
And he takes Paul and he takes Moses and he takes Joseph and he shows the people that have had authority. Joseph given authority by the king. Moses given authority. The spoken word. And he takes it in there. And I looked in the message and the prophet from the beginning of when he preached 47 to 65, he preaches about ambition 51 times. But in that message, Paul a prisoner, he speaks of it 18 times. And he's speaking about how Paul had to overcome his ambition. Had to overcome the ambition of his parents. How Moses had to overcome his ambition. Because that's self. We can be prisoners to our own ambition. But the best thing is to be prisoners to his ambition. His purposes, his thoughts, his plans that he has for us. But in order for him to increase, we have to decrease. Because that's the principles of the word. And for us to express the fullness of what he's put inside of us, we've really got to get ourselves out the way.
Yes.
Paul, a prisoner. And the prophet says, I want to put my own name there. I want to say, Andrew, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Is that not your ambition today?
Amen.
I'm sure you desire that as well. So may the Lord
Amen.
Continue that work in us. What a glorious image the word has been today.
Amen.
The image of the Lamb.
Amen.
The image of all that is pleasing to God.
Amen.
The image that brings divine favor.
Amen.
Our friends, let's be changed into that image from Amen. Glory to glory as we behold, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. We so do appreciate the word, brother. May the Lord richly
Amen.
Bless you for it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're glad to say we're coming to communion. Let's just read one scripture. It's not communion, water baptism. Let's just read one scripture as we come to water baptism. I want to read one quote to prepare the way for our good sister. It was a wonderful message today. Really wonderful. 1 Peter chapter 3. Let's read a scripture just as we get ourselves in the spirit now for the sister Valentina, who wants to make a public display, public testimony today of what Christ has already done for her. 1 Peter chapter 3. Let's read from verse 20 to 21. Peter speaking. He says, "Would sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure, whereunto even baptism, doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Maybe sit it just for 2 minutes here, saints. I want to read just a quote. No, the power in anything is in your preparation for it. Anything to do with the things of God, the power, the virtue that you receive from anything divine, depends on your preparation. That's what we were speaking to the sister after church last week on Sunday, saying baptism in itself means nothing if there's not a certain approach. If there's not a certain preparation in the heart of a person, it's like anything. Anything which you're approaching divine, any ordinance, any statute, any commandment of God, there's so much virtue and power available if we approach it the right way. And that's always the key. The prophet speaks about this in the message communion, the last message communion. He's speaking about the three ordinances left to the church. And he says, neither do I believe that baptism in the baptism of Jesus Christ in his name in water does forgive your sins. So he's been speaking about communion, and he's speaking about the power in communion is in your approach. It's in your sincerity when you approach communion. Then he starts speaking about baptism, and he says, the water doesn't forgive sin. He says, I believe you could be baptized all day long. Now there's perhaps people sitting here from the apostolic church, they teach that. But I do not believe that the water forgives sin. If it was, then Jesus died in vain. So there's something about this approach. Then he says, you see, I believe that it's only an ordinance of God to show that you have been forgiven. So once somebody has been forgiven, once something has worked already inside of your heart, once you know that you've been born from one system, one spirit to another, once you know the Lord's really been working inside of your life and the burden of sin has been taken from you by accepting Christ, by confessing your sin, by making right, making restitution where you need to make restitution, then you come to the waters of baptism now because it's an ordinance, because Jesus said it. And Brother Joseph was speaking about that principle, that Jesus is our example.
Hallelujah.
That he was the Word made flesh. He was the example that was set before us. He never just came and told us things through. He himself was baptized.
Amen.
Is that an amazing thing? We know he was baptized because he was the sacrifice needing to be washed before it was presented Amen. Before the priests. But still, everything he did, he washed his disciples' feet and said, I have set you an example.
Amen.
You know, so the Word always gives the example.
Amen.
But the prophet continues on. He says, I don't believe water forgives sins. Neither I believe this bread and wine has anything to do with you, only in keeping an ordinance that God has ordained for us to do. Water baptism is the same thing. He has done it all for our example. He washed feet for our example. And there's three things that we have to do. So, he then gets on to the point. He says, you know, in the Old Testament, when God gave his ordinances, he says the people were faithful at first to keep the ordinance. If people had sinned, God gave a temple. God gave a sacrifice. God gave the shedding of blood. God gave a way for people to be forgiven. And you know how the prophet explains it? And he says, you know, in the beginning when the ordinance was first given, when it was fresh in the experience of people, somebody who would have sinned, they knew, I've got to go and offer something, a turtle dove, or I've got to offer a lamb or a goat or a bullock for my sin. And the person would come and approach that ordinance in such a sincerity. And as they would come, really thinking about their sin and thinking about how they transgressed the commandments of God. And as they would approach that day and approach that time that they had to approach the altar and bring that sacrifice, there was a depth of sincerity, he says. There was a deepness in the way that they approached it. Now the person would try to get themselves into the spirit of what they were doing before. They would think of their sin. They would think of their sin as red as scarlet. And then they would think now of grace that had provided a way. That though your sins were red as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And if somebody would just get into the spirit beforehand, before they did the ordinance, there was tremendous power in the ordinance. Because the prophet says when that person would come and lay their hands upon that sacrifice, and then the sacrifice was slain, and the blood was shed, and they confessed their sins, he says the guilt was transferred immediately from the sinner onto the sacrifice. And then as soon as the guilt and the sin was transferred, the sacrifice was slain. Then the blood was offered, parts were offered on the altar, and that would go up before the Lord as a pleasing savor. And the Lord would look through that bloody smoke. And now he would accept the worship of the believer. And the believer would know as they stood in his presence like that, that they'd been justified at that time. They would know something had changed within, in their circumstances. Now, he then goes on to say that Isaiah now, in chapter 1, God brings his complaint against the people. He says, because the people got used to the ordinance. They got so used to coming to the temple. They got so used to making the sacrifice that after a while the sincerity came out of it. There wasn't a sincerity anymore. It just became a duty. It just became something that I got so used to doing. And they would come and approach the same altar, the same priest, bring the same sacrifice for the same sins, and God would look at them and not accept their sacrifice. God wouldn't accept it. Isaiah 1, the Lord says that. He says, bring no more your vain oblations. He says, your incense is an abomination to me. He says, when you lift your hands, they're full of blood and so forth. He says, your tables are full of vomit. You know? I'm sure we don't want to be like that, friends. No, we don't want to come to the house of the Lord and get used to the things of God. Now, you see people when they're young in the faith, the enthusiasm they have for the things of God. When things are fresh inside of the experience, never lose that. Never allow that fire to decrease. If you find that fire is going down, kindle the flame, stir up that gift that is within you. So that whenever you approach the holy ordinances of God to gather in His house, to come for communion service, or like our sister today, to come to the waters of baptism, that we do it in a certain way, in a certain sincerity and depth that brings the full blessing. And that's why anything to do with God, the power is in your approach. The power is in the preparation. We're going to take the sister to the water. It's going to be 1 minute and it's finished. No, we're going to put in the water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, pray for her. That way is the power. It's all this preparation that she's been making this week. That's where the power is going to come from. Because when you approach it the right way, there comes a divine response. When Elijah put that sacrifice on the altar, there came a divine response. When Abel offered according to divine revelation and he approached that altar the right way, there came fire from heaven and consumed his sacrifice. And that's what we're praying for our sister. And that's how when Brother Joseph was saying a masterpiece about how we have to be lambs. It's not just so much we're coming to do an ordinance. It's not so much we're coming just to fulfill some outward requirement of the word. But it's doing it by revelation. It's a response. It's doing it in a certain way makes it so acceptable and pleasing before the Lord. When it's done from your free will, when it's done from your heart, when all of your heart is in it and you're surrendering and yielding yourself to the requirement and desire that God has for that ordinance, you find what a blessing that ordinance becomes. So many people come for communion service. You know, and it's just breaking of bread and wine and foot washing and you leave and maybe nothing changed. But if you approach communion the right way by preparing yourself, if you approach it in that kind of a way by giving all your heart to the preparation, being mindful of what it represents and preparing yourself, you see the power. The prophet says there's healing in communion. There's power for the journey in communion. So we're really desiring that for our sister today. Now she's come to make a public display. She's come in an outward show to show that something inwardly has already taken place. And if she's put every sin on the altar, if she's confessed every sin, if she's made right all that the Lord has been speaking her to make right, when she goes now into those waters of baptism, you'll find God's blessing will come upon her. I'll just finish with what the prophet says. One little quote here, speaking about going over and over again. The prophet says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. You've got to live a life before the people, before God and the people, to show that you are sincere. You know, so there's this kind of an approach. And he says, now in the Old Testament, they came making an ordinance, sacrifice. So is water baptism an ordinance. So is feet washing an ordinance. So is the Lord's Supper an ordinance. But it just depends on your sincerity when you offer it. So let's really search ourselves. Remember back to when you were baptized. Now remember back to when you first received the Lord. Remember the awe and the wonder that the prophet says. It was something fresh. It was precious. This was something new. And God is doing something precious. Let's never lose that sense. No matter how much hell may rage, no matter how much this and that may come, let's keep the freshness in the things that we do. When you come to worship the Lord in song worship, do it with all your heart. Let there be a sincerity in the offering, and then it becomes acceptable before the Lord. Whatever we do, we've got communion coming up. That's why I read the quote as well. I made a bit of a mistake on the calendar. Communion service is actually this coming Friday. So we'll have to put our youth service to the following week, if that's okay. But this coming Friday, we've got communion service. So just as much as our sister has prepared herself for water baptism, let's prepare ourselves for communion this coming Friday. Let's approach this ordinance, communion and foot washing. Let's approach it with the sincerity that we used to approach it with. And we'll see the blessing of God will come down in that thing. So maybe we can stand. Let's sing a song. We ask our sister to go and prepare herself just to prepare for the baptism. Let's sing that song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Lord Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Oh, I'm following.
No turning back. Oh, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind
me.
The cross before me, the world behind
me.
The cross before,
the cross before me,
the world behind
me. Behind me, Lord,
no turning.
No turning back,
oh, no turning back,
no turning
back. Oh, no, no one joins me.
Oh, no one joins
till
me.
I
will follow.
No, no one joins me.
Still I will
follow.
I will follow.
Quote from communion, but the prophet balances on the other side. He says, you know, baptism may just be an ordinance, an outward form, but he says there's three things we must do as symbols: the Lord's Supper, feet washing, and water baptism. You'll say, well, the Salvation Army takes it from this point. The dying thief, when he died, he wasn't baptized, yet Jesus said he would be in heaven. That's exactly the truth, exactly. But you see, he only recognized Jesus right there in the hour that he was dying. That's the only opportunity he had. But to you and I, who know that we should be baptized and refuse to do it, that'll be between you and God. Same thing in communion. Exactly what Brother Joseph was saying about self-will being sin.
Amen.
What is the great sin is self-will. If you know that Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, and you refuse to be baptized, yet you know that truth, God will hold you accountable for that. And the prophet says, the same as communion. Jesus said, as often as you take this, remember my death. You do remember my death. And the prophet says, if you don't take communion, it's death. Because you're testifying, you're not partaker of his death. He says, and if you take communion unworthily, it's death as well. So he says, it's the great acid test. So friends, let's really, really examine ourselves. There's some people that have been on the borderline of baptism for quite some time. And I just want to bring you what the commandment of Jesus said. When he says, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. That's an ordinance. Although it's maybe just an outward ordinance, but it's a commandment of God. Just as much as communion, approaching it the right way and taking it, it's a divine ordinance. So there's such a blessing when you do them the right way. But friends, let's remember the severity of these things as well. Let's approach them in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. Let's just bow our heads. Father, even as has been so wonderfully preached upon this day, surely, Lord, the sacrifice that you desire, Father, is not the sacrifice of bullocks and goats, but, Father, it's our will, Lord. Just to give ourselves freely unto thee, to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, Lord. And I want to pray for my sister upon this day. Father, even as you've been preparing her, I pray, Lord, that as she would come, Lord, unto the waters of baptism, as she would lay herself, spiritually speaking, upon the altar, Lord, as she would be buried in baptism, Lord, Father, I ask of thee that the power of the resurrection, the Hallelujah. Same power, Lord, that raised Christ from the dead, that same power would strike her soul, that, Father, you would raise her up to newness of life, that she may truly say, old things have passed away, and surely all things have become new. May you bless us as we undertake this ordinance, Lord. Father, we come in sincerity before thee, asking for your divine blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we have to do the baptism in the back room here. I don't have too much room. So let's continue to worship the Lord. We'll go with the sister into the back room. A few witnesses to come to witness as well. And may the Lord bless this divine ordinance in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Coming home, coming home. Jesus, I want to die to my will, be born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot please you, and all I want to see is your face. Oh, thine will be done, thine will, Lord, be done in my life. Oh, not my will, Lord, but thine be done in my life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's praising. In God's presence, I'm a I must decrease, he must increase. The power in me is there, I believe. For this you bled on Calvary. Your prize no longer a mystery. Thy will, Lord, thy will be done. Oh Lord, be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, not my will, Lord, but thine be done in my life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's praising. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. Jesus, I want to die, you must live. In your word, there's grace to believe. I won't let you go till you bless me. Like Jacob, I'll wrestle till I'm free. Thy will, Lord, thy will be done. Not my will, Lord, not my will, Lord, but thine be done in my life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's praising. In God's presence, I'm a blessed. Thy will, Lord, thy will be done. Done in my life. Not my will, Lord, not my will, Lord, but thine be done in my life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's presence, in God's presence, I'm a blessed. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's praising. In God's presence, I'm a blessing.
Saints, it's a happy day. Remember the happy day that fixed your choice. Amen. On your Savior, and you go, let's sing that song for us. It's a happy day.
Happy day.
Happy day
that fixed my choice. Only my sin, here and my heart, will make this glowing heart rejoice, and tell each rapture all the road. Happy, happy day, happy, oh, when Jesus
Today the sister can sing this song with all her heart. I am so glad to say I'm one of them. One of them, one of them. Are you glad to be one of them? I'm glad today to be one of them. I'm so glad that I'm one of them.
One of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them,
hallelujah.
I'm one of them.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all afraid with the power that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning within my heart. Glory to His name.
Oh,
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one.
Aren't you glad you can say you are
one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm
one of them, one of them.
Thank you, Lord, I am one of them.
Though these people may not learn it, the post of worldly faith, they have all received the Pentecost, which
tithes in Jesus.
Oh,
and the telling now both far and wide as far as you the same.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm, aren't you glad you can say you are one of them?
I'm so glad that I can say I'm
one of them,
one of them.
I am one of them, I am one of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
They were gathered in the upper room, praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and powerful service came. Now what He did for them that day, He do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm, aren't you glad you can say you are one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them, one of them, one of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Oh,
so
come my brother, seek this blessing to cleanse your heart from sin.
That will start the joy bells ringing and will keep the soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart. Glory to Him.
Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Aren't you glad you can say you are one of them? One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them. One of them.
so glad that I can say I'm one of thee.
I don't know why Jesus loves me, but I'm glad that he does. Aren't you glad as well? Let's sing that song, friends, as we come to a close. Wonderful time. So do appreciate the word today.
Hallelujah.
That was powerful stuff,
thank
friends.
You, Lord. Thank
that
you,
was
Lord.
Exactly what's needed.
Amen.
In the souls of every single
Amen.
One of us. If you wanted to please him this year,
hallelujah.
Apply that inside of your life.
Amen.
Seek divine grace and say, Lord, take it. Not just to be a word, but let it become a life inside of me. It'll fix every problem.
Hallelujah.
It'll solve any issue. It'll set you up for the fullness of his glory inside of our lives. Let it be so.
Amen.
I don't know why Jesus loves me. Oh, I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Oh, I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. He left his mighty throne in glory to bring to us redemption's story. Then he died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. Oh, I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why he came. I don't know why. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did. Where would I be? Where would I be?
Going to really miss Brother Max Jr. so much.
Amen.
I'm sure we're going to be asking his dad to bring him back early because he's such a blessing amongst us. So may the Lord bless you on your journey, Brad. Please may you commit us to the Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, this night, this morning, Lord God, we just thank you, Father, Lord God. Lord,
yes.
Once again, oh Father, Lord God, you've drawn nigh, Lord, in our midst, oh Father, Lord God. You've shown, Lord Father, you've proven your word, oh Lord God. That said, where two or three are gathered, Lord, there you are in the midst, oh Father, Lord God. And tonight, this morning, Lord, we just thank you, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you've used yourself unto, Lord God, and you've spoken, Lord, unto us, oh Father. Lord, how we desire, Lord, that this word, oh Lord, may be made, oh Father, flesh in us, oh Lord, this day, oh God. How we desire, oh Father, to surrender all that we are, Lord, into thine hands, oh Father, Lord God. That you may use us, oh Father, for your purpose, oh Lord, and for your will, oh Lord. For we know, Lord, if you've called us together, Lord Father, you have, Lord Father, a place for each and every one, Lord, in this body, your Father, Lord God. But we cannot be here, Lord Father, just to warm the seats, O Father, Lord God. But we are here for a purpose, Lord. How we pray, O Father, Lord God. And we desire that you may lead each and every soul, Lord, in here, O God, Lord, in your own perfect will, Lord Father, O God. Laying aside, O Father, self, O Lord God. Laying aside, O Father, this flesh, O Lord God, Lord. And let him, Lord Father, your perfect will have its way, O Lord God. Grant us your grace, O Father. We thank you for yourself and you brought our way, O Lord God. Father, you bless him mightily, O Lord, and the family, O Lord God. Amen. You crown him, Lord, your grace, O Father, Lord God. Continue to use him mightily, O Father. Amen. Lord, I pray, O Father, commit him in the ministry, Lord, into thine hands, O Lord God. Amen. In this place, Lord, how I pray your grace, O Father, Lord God. For, Lord, you have called, Lord, these servants, O Lord, to lead your people, Lord, Father, until the day of thine redemption, O Father, Lord God. Amen. Until that day come, O Lord, how we pray, O Father, Lord God, that you may continue to feed them with thine word of life, O Lord God. Amen. With a word that will prepare our hearts, O Father, Lord God, that you may come and find none wanting, O Father, Lord God. Amen. But with our lambs, O Father, trembled, O Lord God. Amen. Or to take away, O Father, with you, O Lord. You grant your grace, O Lord. You bless the deacons, O Father, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord, crown them your wisdom and your leadership, O Lord, this day, O God.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
The musicians, O Father, Lord God. Continue to use them, O Father, Lord, that they may always, O Father, Lord God, open the hearts of your people, O Heavenly Father, Lord God, to receive, O Lord, thine word, O Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord, bless your church, O Father, Lord God. We know, Lord Father, you have great plans, O Lord, for us, O God.
Yes,
and we pray, O Father, Lord, that you may lead us into it, O Lord God.
Amen.
I will seek, O Father, thine mind, O Father, Lord God, in every decision, Lord Father, that may be made, O Father, Lord God.
Yes.
I will seek and desire, Lord, to quicken our pace, O Lord God,
or
to draw close on the deal, O Father, Lord God.
Yes.
You grant us your grace, O Lord. You bless us, many that be not here, O Father, Lord God. We commit them into thine hands, O Father, Lord God, that you may, Lord, Father, lead them and guide them, O Father, Lord God. The Lord that was near may meet again, O Father, Lord God. You may be, Lord Father, in your midst, O Father, Lord God, with your people, O Heavenly Father, this day, Lord. Bless everyone, Lord. Bless every soul, Lord God, this day, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. May thy name be glorified on our sister, Lord God, who have taken the step, O Heavenly Father, this day in life, O Lord God. We know, O Heavenly Father, all arrows of the enemy appointed, Lord God. But we look at thy word, O Father, Lord God. And you said, O Father, when this enemy shall come like a flood, O Lord, you will raise a standard, O Father, Lord God. And I pray that you may raise a standard in their life, O Lord God, that she may walk, O Father, Lord God, on the narrow word, O Father, Lord God, that she may walk on the footsteps, O Lord God, of yours, O Lord God, fulfilling thine purpose, O Lord God, and thine will, O Heavenly Father, in thy life.
Amen.
You bless her, O Father, Lord God, for we know, O Lord God, working with you, O Heavenly Father, is a blessing, Lord God. Working with you, O Heavenly Father, Lord God, O Lord, it's a life that we cannot describe, O Father, Lord God, until we pass on to, O Heavenly Father, Lord God, beyond the curtain of time, O Lord God. Grant us your grace, O Father. Bless her, O Lord God, and of many, O Father, that be in the valley of decision, Lord God.
Amen.
We commit them into thine hands, O Father, Lord God,
Lord.
The Lord, your word, O Heavenly Father, Lord God, may come and quicken them, O Father, Lord God, Lord.
Amen.
And lift them from where they are, O Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Well, Lord Father, you want them, O Lord, to be, O God.
Amen.
Grant your grace, O Lord. Bless the youth, O Father, Lord God, Lord. That they may grow, O Heavenly Father, to walk strong, O Father, Lord God, in the faith, O Lord God. For you desire us young, O Father, Lord God.
Amen.
And we pray that enemy, O Father, that shadow, Lord God, O Lord, holding anyone back, O Father, Lord God.
Amen.
O the sour, Lord, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
O Lord,
Lord.
That you may have your way, O Lord God, Lord. And bless your people, O Father, Lord God.
Amen.
And use them to thine own glory. Father, we thank you for this day, O Lord God. We bless your name, O Father. Your name be glorified even now, O Lord God. And forevermore we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So since communion service this coming Friday, and just would like to ask musicians and those in charge of sound just to stay behind for a short meeting afterwards. And may God bless you. Amen.
I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, I'm not what I used to be. I keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for me to be. God wants me to be. Strength as I run this race, to stay on the path no matter what I face. Jesus Christ in my heart, I feel the change growing from the start. Who can bring a clean thing out of the unclean? None but Jesus Christ, calling on the scene. Lord, make me anew. Oh, I'm not.
What I ought to be, I'm not. What I want to be, but I know one thing. Not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high holy in Christ Jesus for to be.